There's a vertical rock formation with a sheer granite face in Yosemite National Park. It's called El Capitan. It rises 3,000 feet in the air. Many try to scale it, and when they do, it can take days. NPR reporter John McChesney was there when two climbers set the world speed record.
When you stand at the foot of El Capitan staring up, your heart simply stops. The giant, upthrust expanse of rock seems to lean over you, threatening, daring you to come on up. Two men, one from Japan, one from California, took that dare one more time. They climbed what's called the nose route, straight up the middle. Hans Florin has climbed the nose 68 times now, and until last October, he and Yuji Hirayama owned the record. Then two well-sponsored German brothers, Thomas and Alexander Huber, showed up and broke it. Their time, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Hans Florin honored their record.
What's super impressive that the Huber brothers broke our record is that they're not local.
Probably no one has more local knowledge of El Cap than Hans Florin. He's had to reclaim the record 9 times from challengers. And for you geezer jocks out there, take hope. Florin is 44 and Hirayama is 39. And no bulging muscles, just wiry arms and legs. Sitting on a purple flowered meadow in front of El Cap, neither is very articulate about why they pursue such a dangerous sport. This is the closest Hans comes.
There's 2,500 feet of air below you, and it's quite amazing. You're looking down at these trees and pine trees and oak trees that look like broccoli patch. So it's a wild view from up there.
I just go up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you, everyone.
Have fun, Yuji.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, Yuji.
And as they hit the wall at 6:40 a.m., the first of many cheers from supporters during the day breaks out. No one says much about Yuji peeling off and falling 20 feet during the warm-up. The climbers follow the cracks in the face where they can wedge their pitons. It seems only minutes before they're ant-sized on the face. When they reach a boot-shaped formation, they have to execute one of the most dangerous parts of the climb. Tom Evans, a veteran climber, tells me to watch through his telescope.
He's about to do the big pendulum called the King Swing.